الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم.
Please, the very first thing, keep in your mind and consider that English is not my native language. But I will try to speak and I will try to transfer the message what I have learned from my elders, my Shaykh, Hazrat Aghda Sadat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu, and my Shaykh, my present Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Daud Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, and he is present here. So please keep in mind the subject and the message what I want to transfer. When a son disobeys his father always look for a person and look for his very special friend that he teach and he learn his child or his son to get mafi from his father. And he always look for a very special friend and very, very special person. And he teaches his son and this guy and child to get the forgiveness and mafi from his father. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ki qul. Ay Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell my banda and my servant, they are doing sin, but if they are committing sin, and they are doing sin, they are committing kufr and shirk, and also gunai kabira, big sins, but they are my banda, ibadi. Ya'i nisbati, Allah Ta'ala mentioned here, ya'i nisbati. They are doing kufr and shirk, but they are my banda. And if a person commit a sin, if a person commits sins, he do zulm on himself. Not to Allah Ta'ala. When a person commits sin, he does zulm on himself. My Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh says, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned in Quran, Kulu wa tamatta'u. Ke do it and do aish. But for the very short period, qaleelan. But for a very short period. While comparing this life to the akhirat life, to the unlimited life of Jannat, if we live 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, how long we live in this world? But in the comparison of the akhirah, this life is very short. And the actual situation is that, if a person who lives in this life, He has the power to commit sin for a very short period. And he can do zina and all other guna and masiya and sin for a very short period. Like if a woman, if she is young, we like to see her. When a woman becomes older, we don't want to see her. Even the kuffar, they don't want to see. They look for the beauty and pretty and cutie and sweetie. They don't even say, old woman, how beauty you are, how sweetie you are. They never say. Because the life of beauty is a very short. The time frame of beauty is very short. Time span and time frame. That's why my chef says, and if you want to eat pizza and pastry and samosa and papad, but doctor says, now, sir, please don't eat these things, these stuff, don't think. Because your cholesterol is going high. Your pressure is going high. And if you don't stop eating this stuff, you are going to attack. And your diabetic is going high. So, Talila, if we want to eat or you want to do ash, the time span is very talil, very short. But Allah Ta'ala mentioned, innakum mujrimuna. You commit sin, you will commit sin in the condition you are a mujrim. My sheikh, one couplet of my sheikh, ye mana maasiyat mein, ye mana maasiyat mein, mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. We accept ke in sin we enjoy and look over the beauty from all over the world. Even if not a white beauty, even black beauty. That's why my Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali mentioned in South Africa, na gori ko dekho, na kali ko dekho. Na gori ko dekho, na kali ko dekho. Don't look at the white beauty or nor black beauty. To whom we see. Use dekh, jisne inhe rang baksha. Look at the creator of this beauty. Who create the beauties and the beauty of the environment of the Cape Town. What is it? Table Mountain. Our friend told, there's the mountain, the Table Mountain. The kids look at the creator of this beauty in the whole world. So if you do sin, you will do sin in the condition of innakum mujrimun. In the condition of mujrimana, you are a sinner, and the sinner person cannot enjoy the extent of enjoyment. He can't get the extent of enjoyment if you do sin. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved prophet, he taught us, when you eat, after eating, recite this dua, Alhamdulillahilladhi at'amana wa saqana waja'alana minal muslimin aw waja'alana muslimin wa fi riwayatin ke all praises to Allah Ta'ala ke he gave the opportunity to eat and to drink in the condition of obedience. We are the obedient person, and the obedient person can enjoy. Even a son, there are two sons of a person. One son is obedient, and other, every time he disobedient his father. Can he get the enjoyment in the house of father? Like, who are disobedient person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He cannot get the enjoyment of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, decided to, every time you eat, after your meal, read this dua, recite this dua, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَنَا وَسَقَانَا. You gave us the opportunity to eat and to drink. وَجَعَلَنَا مِسْلِمِينَ. In the condition that we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, hey Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you told my, who, those sinners, who made kufr, who made shirk, who made guna, sagira and kabira. He don't disappoint with Allah, with the rahmat, with the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His special friend, tell his child or his son, see, your father is, how humble he is. How soft he is. If you ask him the forgiveness, he will forgive you. Your every sin. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Subhanallah. My Hazrat wala mentioned, علماء کے لئے ایک بات فرمائے, اردو میں اس لئے کہتا ہوں, فرمائے کہ دیکھو اِنَّا کی ایک تاقید ہے, پھر جملہ اس لئے فرمایا وہ خود تاقید ہے, اور الزنوب کا الف لام جو ہے وہ خود تاقید کے لئے کہ تمام استغراق کا ہے کہ اس کے اندر ایک تاقید آگئی, پھر جمعیہ سے اور موقت فرما دیا. فرمایا اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت اس جملے کے اندر دیکھو کہ چار چار تاقیدوں کے ساتھ اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس جملے کے اندر فرمایا ان اللہ یغفر الذنوب جميعا, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی will forgive every sin. And my حضرت والا رحمت اللہ علیہ mentioned this ayat was in the before the acceptance of Islam of حضرت وحشی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. تفسیر بغوی وفی بروایت حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْرُ الظُّنُوبَ جَمْيَةً, he will forgive all the sins. Because, why? What is the reason? إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Every time he forgives, because of his rahmat. Because of his, when a father and a mother, how love, مَعَرُمِ رَحْمَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ mentioned, مَادَرَارَ مَهْرِمَنْ آمُوخْتَمْ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. I taught the mothers to love their child. I taught Allah Ta'ala, Ma'arumi, from Allah Ta'ala, he says, Adarara mehreman amokhtam. I taught the all, in the whole world, all the mothers, I taught how to love their children. I taught. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he taught, ke how to love their children. When my rahmat and my bounty will come, I will shower my bounty. How the bounty of the creator of rahmat, who is rahmat, who is rahim, when he will shower his bounties, his rahmat, what will be the our condition, and when Allah Ta'ala shower His bounties on us? That's why He says, "Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim." He always forgives His servants, His banda, because He is Rahim. Every time He gives He gives His bounty to all His sinners and all His banda who made tawbah, who ask for the forgiveness. My Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh said there are four conditions of tawbah. Number one, أَنْ يَقْلَعْ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. Very first condition is keep away from the sin. A person is looking at the beauty and say, tawbah, 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 astaghfirullah, tawbah, tawbah. I have never saw this nudity in South Africa, and he made tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah, tawbah, tawbah. Now, look down. Don't look over the beauty. Then say tawbah. Leave the sin. Then say tawbah. أَنْ يَقْلَعْ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, the very first condition. And the second, أَنْ يَنْدَمَ عَلَيَّةِ. Person must, he feel, نَدَامَتْ کو کیا کہیں گے? Regret. He regrets. And feel, how the banda I am, he every time he gave the bounty and his mercy and blessings on me, and every time I used to do sin. The second thing, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radhiyallahu ta'ala an, he says, ayyandama alayhi, hiya an-nadamatu, hiya at-tawbatu, hiya an-nadama. At-tawbatu, hiya an-nadama. What is tawbah? They say a person, he feels regret and he feels shameful, and he's shameful in his heart. He's shy. I did the sin of the my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time he makes bounties and mercy on me. Nadamatu ya ta'allumul qalb. There is the ache in heart. The third condition is that an yazima azman jaziman Allah ya'uda ila misliha abada. He made an intention. He intend not to do sin. I will not do sin for my whole life, and do not do this sin for the next time. My Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, at that time, Shaitan will say in your ear, "Oh Maulvi Sahab, oh Sufi Sahab, this is Ramadan, I know. This is Ramadan and you are performing Hajj. And you are in front of Rasul, in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every time you make promise, every time you make promise, and every time you break your tawbah, and you break your promise." He will say in our ear, and he will make waswasa. Then my Shaykh mentioned, tell Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every time I made promise for my whole life, I made promise, and every time I broke my promise, you help me, you assist me in the path of your friendship, in the path of your obedience. You have to help me, you assist me. Like, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'eed. Subhanallah. All the worship, all the ibadat, we can do when you will help us. You will give the tawfiq, you will tawfiq us. So give us tawfiq that we must our promise and not to break our tawbah, not to break the promise what we made with you. The third condition, when Shaitan say and he made waswasa in our heart, you will, oh Moli Sahab, oh Sufi Sahab, every time you do tawbah and you when you come out of the masjid, you look over the beauties again and again. Ask Allah, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you help me, you give us tawfiq that we should remain in the path of your obedience. The fourth condition, if a person he disobedience his father, his mother, his parents, and he made some eza and taklif to his neighbor and other Muslim, he must ask for the forgiveness. Made muafi. And if he found the iPhone in the ablution area, in the wuzu khana, Hazrat my Shaykh mentioned, you keep the iPhone in your pocket, and then the Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive me, Ya Allah, forgive me. Next time I will not steal any iPhone. You have to return. You have to return the phone. Then your tawbah will accept by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth condition, that you must give the hook rights of the person, whether it's belong to the some eza and taklif made to another, gave to other person, or the wealth like heredity, virasat, get the debtor and he put all the money in pocket in the bank, in the balance, and he never returned the money, or he did not give the virasat. Kya kehte inheriting. He must distribute the inheritance to other his brother and sister. Every time you go for Hajj and go to Tabligh and go to the khidmat of pious people, and when he prays, he recite Quran, tears come out of his eyes. But he didn't return the money. He doesn't return the money. His tawbah will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala accept this broken message. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make us the obedient person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب أصح الكتب بعد كتاب الله بخاري شريف اس میں جناب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ایک صحابی نے سوال کیا یا رسول اللہ جو لوگ آپس میں دنیا میں محبت رکھتے ہیں اللہ کی رضا کے لیے لیکن کوئی مصروف ہوتا ہے کوئی مشرق میں کوئی مغرب میں کوئی دربن میں رہتا ہے کوئی جوہانسبرگ میں رہتا ہے کوئی کیپ ٹاؤن میں رہتا ہے کوئی پی میں رہتا ہے آپ کیا فرماتے ہیں ایسے لوگوں کے بارے میں تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا المرء مع من احب ہر شخص اپنے محبوب کے ساتھ ہوگا شرح حدیث نے دو لفظ کا اضافہ کیا فی الدنیا والآخرہ دنیا میں جن لوگوں کے ساتھ زیادہ محبت ہوگی انہی کے ساتھ اس کا حشر ہوگا یہ بخاری شریف کی روایت ہے دوسری روایت مسلم شریف کی ہے حضرت انس بن مالک رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے ہیں جاء رجل الی النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایک صحابی بارگاہ رسالت میں پہنچے سوال کیا متى الساعة یا رسول اللہ قیامت کب آئے گی اے اللہ کے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ارشاد فرمایا کہ تم نے کیا تیاری کی قیامت کی تم جو سوال کر رہے تو کوئی تیاری بھی کی ہے صحابی نے عرض کیا یا رسول اللہ ما اعددت لها کوئی خاص تیاری نہیں کی ہے ولا بکثرت صلاۃ ولا بکثرت صدقۃ ولا بکثرت صوم نہ نفلی نمازیں زیادہ پڑھتا ہوں نہ نفلی روزے زیادہ رکھتا ہوں نہ نفلی صدقے زیادہ دیتا ہوں لیکن ایک عمل ہے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا کون سا عمل عرض کیا ولکنی احب اللہ و رسولہ لیکن میں اللہ اس کے رسول سے بہت زیادہ محبت رکھتا ہوں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا انک مع من احببت کہ تیرا حشر انہی کے ساتھ ہوگا جسے تجھ کو زیادہ محبت ہے اگلا جملہ صحابی کا ہے حضرت انس بن مالک کا فرماتے ہیں فما فرحنا بعد الاسلام فرحا اشد من قول النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہم صحابہ کرام کو ایسی خوشی کبھی نصیب نہیں ہوئی جیسا کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اس قول سے خوشی ہوئی تو حضرت مولانا عبد الحمید صاحب ادام اللہ بقاؤ نے ایک اللہ کی رحمت میں غوطہ لگانے کے لیے آپ سب کے لیے اتنی محنت کر کے یہاں ایک اجتماع جو منعقد کیا ہے اس میں مصروفیات میں سے وقت نکال کر ضرور بے ضرور شرکت کرو مبادہ یہ وقت آئے کہ نہ آئے معلوم نہیں دوبارہ یہ وقت ملے گا یا نہیں تیزی کے ساتھ اللہ والے اٹھتے جا رہے ہیں حضرت مولانا یونس پٹیل صاحب رحمہ اللہ ہو گئے حضرت والد صاحب حضرت شاکر محمد اختر صاحب رحمہ اللہ ہو گئے ایک ایک کر کے قابل اٹھتے جا رہے ہیں اللہ کی محبت کے لیے سب جمع ہوں گے انشاءاللہ اللہ تعالیٰ ضرور اپنی رضا نصیب فرمائیں گے اور ہو سکتا ہے یہی ہماری شرکت ہماری مغفرت کا ذریعہ بن جائے اس لیے اس وقت کو غنیمت سمجھ لیں تین دن کا جو اجتماع ہے اس کو غنیمت سمجھ لیں اور اس میں پوری ہمت کر کے چاہے کتنی بھی مصروفیت ہو دنیاوی کاروبار میں مصروفیت میں کتنا وقت نکالتے ہیں تو اللہ کے لیے جہاں ہمیشہ ہمیشہ رہنا ہے وہاں کے لیے چند منٹ چند گھنٹے نکالنا اس لیے آپ حضرات سب سے درخواست ہے کہ اس میں ضرور شرکت کریں انشاءاللہ آپ کا قلب خود گواہی دے گا کہ کوئی کیا حاصل ہوا یہ محنت ایسی نہیں ہو رہی ہے بلکہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے اللہ تعالیٰ دل میں ڈالتے ہیں کہ میرے بندوں کو کیپ ٹاؤن والے ذرا دور ہیں ان کو قریب کرو اللہ سے جوڑ پیدا کرو تو مولانا نے منعقد کیا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ اسے قبول فرمائے اور زیادہ سے زیادہ لوگوں کو شرکت کی توفیق عطا فرمائے واخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین